way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
And here we are yet again.
Action!
It's only been like 5 days.
Yeah, whatever.
Not much has gone on in those 5 days, though.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody knows if you listen. Yeah. And I mean, it's just...
Wait, before we dive right into the heaviness, let's at least greet everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the I Hate You podcast. And I say that with much love.
Yes, much love all around. Yeah, so May 14th, there was...
It's been a heavy few days here in Buffalo.
Shooting in Buffalo at a Top store where... 10 black people were shot and killed.
Yes.
And it just, it's sad on 1,000 levels, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a heavy week here in Buffalo.
Yeah, big
without
time.
Without a doubt.
Big time. But, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, Buffalo's the city of good neighbors and all that stuff, right? And, I mean, even with, well, I shouldn't say even
Very
with this,
much
but,
so.
You know, there's a perceived black versus white thing, I think, that gets pushed on everybody by, I'll say, the media, right? TV,
sure.
Television. I think, and politicians, for sure. I think politicians use, you know, racial tension to their benefit. And
without a
this
doubt.
Is no different. And not saying that change shouldn't come as a result of what happened. If something can change, obviously, gun laws, whatever it is, awesome. But like, it seems like the flames or the fire of I don't know, you versus us is getting really stoked by politicians because they keep talking about the replacement theory.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making it sound like it's a common thing that everybody's talking about. It's a right-wing thing. You know, it's a white supremacy thing. I've been a Republican my whole life, right? I'm probably more moderate than a lot mm-hmm. of Republicans. But I'd never even fucking heard of this thing. They're pushing it down everybody's throats like there's this giant push on the Republican/white side that they want to do harm against people of color.
No, and I think by far that most of America and society are not extremists.
Mm.
And this group, whomever they may be, this is the first time I've ever even hearing of this myself.
Right.
They're just that. They're extremists. And you're going to have, you know, you have that with everything, right? Unfortunately. So, but that's, I think that. I will say morally corrupt politicians.
For sure.
Use that.
Absolutely, yeah. Then they have historically. I mean, it's not a new thing.
But, you know, through such a dark event, I will say that Buffalo really is a light. People come out in droves to help. No matter, from all... I mean, when you say Buffalo, you're not just talking the city of Buffalo.
Right.
Which is what
it's Western New York.
Yeah. I don't know. What do we consider a medium-sized city, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know what
it's
recent
rating
is. We're not
a large city, but yeah, it's everything. It's everyone from the suburbs. It's all of Western New York are coming out to in every way possible because this neighborhood is what they consider a food desert, right? This one grocery store was the main provider for a majority for miles, actually, until they get to the next one. And for a lot of the people in this neighborhood, you know, it's a city neighborhood. A lot of them don't own cars. They don't have to. The grocery store is on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can take public transportation or whatever the situation is. But you've got everybody out there. And it is a little bit uplifting to see everyone coming out and so much that has been... donated yes. food, dry goods, everything that yep. you can buy at the grocery store. And people are just out there donating money to different organizations to help these folks, as well as the families of these people.
Yes, it's very true. And I'll be honest, I had never heard of food desert before either. So that's a new one.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. I yeah. Well, you're of the, I don't know, you're smarter than me. You grew up in the hood. That's what.
Grow up in the hood.
No, but I mean, really, like I think everybody needs to be clear that this was like one insane person, right? It's not what white people believe. Like, if you want to talk,
right?
I'm going to say this delicately. If you want to talk about it, that kid that did that shooting is a minority, right? I'm not talking about
not
his
having
skin
anything
color.
To do with skin color
right.
or anything.
He's
else,
a minority
right?
of white
society.
People, a significant. Minority.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all of us. Then I mean, it's, I don't know. It's, I wish, I personally, like I say a lot of silly shit and I can laugh at dark things sometimes, but at the end of the day, if you're a good person, if somebody's a good person, I don't give a fuck what color somebody is. Who would?
Yeah.
Right? It's ridiculous.
I agree.
And to think that that is a pervasive thought in white or Republican culture is ridiculous.
Agreed.
If you're a good person, I love you. You're great. You're awesome. Everybody's awesome until you prove you're not.
Right.
And just because you happen to be black or brown or whatever the hell you are doesn't shift in one direction or the other. You're still an awesome person. Everybody should love everybody. It's yes. from, what the hell was that bad movie, Semi-Pro, with...
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, everybody love everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time wrapping my arms around the whole idea, but just to think about the fact that, you know, I can understand, I get it. I can't imagine being in that situation or to being in that neighborhood or just to know that somebody was out there and just targeting you for something that's not even a personal thing,
no.
Right? It's one thing, you know, everybody has, you know, I don't want to say your enemies, but, you know, people that maybe, you know, don't like you for whatever personal reasons, but to just target somebody for something like that is, you know, it's just to inflict that type of, and I don't want to say terror, because that's really what it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is, for sure.
And just the whole mental... for all those, I mean, you know, the kids, everybody that was in the store that day, you know, how do you walk into a grocery store again without having that, or to go out amongst a big, large group of people, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's got to be terrible.
PTSD.
Yeah.
But one thing that drives, it's great to see everybody support everybody, like you said. One thing that has pissed me off is all of the politicians, I should say, that are shouting out, you know, we need to change this. This needs to change, especially locally here, too. I won't even talk about, you know, the president coming here. I would expect the president to come to something like this. But for these guys like Chuck Schumer and Brian Higgins and Kirsten Gillibrand at this point, she's been in all these lifelong politicians saying we have a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem with this. We have a problem with that. You're the fucking problem. You've been in your position or positions of power for decades, and this is where we are still.
Right.
The gun laws that you talk about, you've never changed them. You haven't done shit in 30, 40 years. Chuck Schumer's been in there forever.
Right.
So if nothing else out of this, I hope people see how politicians use tragedy to their advantage just to push a political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
When they're the freaking
they
problem. Vote all new people in next year. I'll write in whoever you want. If you have somebody in mind for a good senator, tell me, people.
Absolutely.
I'll vote them in.
Yes. I'll new faces all around. I honestly think that there should be term limits for every single political office. It should not be a career.
Completely agree. Yeah. So
because then it's, I think it skews their ability to, their moral ability, if you will. Because
well,
then
the
it becomes more of a profitability thing for them,
yeah.
right?
So yeah. I say it skews their wallet in a good way.
Well, in a bad way.
Well, bad
their,
for
their
us,
wallet
for them.
In a good way, but bad for the rest of society.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So, I mean, it's super sad what happened, and hopefully as a community we can... recover from this quickly. And
I don't even remember who said it, but this kind of you know caught my ear a little bit, because a lot of times I'll have the television rolling while I'm working during the day. But someone had said, you know what, I'm all for free speech. If you want to rant and rave and say whatever you want, if you want to be inside your home and be a hate-filled, miserable individual, that's fine. You have that right, and you can go ahead and do that. In the privacy of your own home, and you want to say that shit, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You can.
But when you start to talk about inflicting violence and killing other people, that's a whole different level.
Yes.
And right. I'll be honest, I don't understand how the average citizen can make a post on somewhere on social media, and if you use a crossword, something they don't like,
right,
they're going to catch you and take that down.
Yeah.
But you're going to tell me this kid who was spewing all kinds of hate-filled stuff throughout his plan and everything else, that there's no way they could have stop this.
Right.
No one knew
that
this was going to happen.
Yes, it's somehow, there's got to be a way to hone in on that type of stuff and hopefully prevent this type of shit from happening.
Yeah, just crazy.
Yeah.
Are we done with this now?
I think so. I mean, okay. Yeah.
We've
so
said our spiel. We can move on to later stuff.
We can. Just much love, all of Buffalo and all of Western New York, and onward.
Buffalo love.
Could you make more noise with cans and glasses?
Literally, all it's I an did audio was recording. Pick up my glasses.
shit. Yeah. So
it's always yelling at me, everybody.
What else has been going on? Anything good? Did you see that just 3 weeks after its creation, the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board is being shut down?
Oh, is it?
Yes. It's really funny. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Peter Ducey from Fox was at the the White House press thing, and the new press secretary, I can't remember her name, but he asked, why is this getting shut down already? And her response was something to the effect of, well, there was a lot of crap online, basically, that was saying misleading and mischaracterizing the board, all this kind of stuff. So they took it down. And so Peter Ducey follows up, goes, so the disinformation board was shut down because of disinformation?
I was just going to say that.
It was hilarious. It's just one of those great moments. It was so funny to me.
That just so doesn't make sense.
Which is, I'm glad it's down. I mean, but still. It was hilarious. Yeah.
That was the whole premise of that was silly.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Bruce Lee.
Oh, no. Lee Van Cleef. You have nothing to go off of on that, so I'm sorry. I gave you a shitty one to try.
Wiz Khalifa?
Jesus Christ. All right. What do you have?
My stuff.
I don't know.
You're always making fun of me.
Nah.
I don't like it. Did you see your boy Elon?
Nah, it's Elon.
I say Elon.
I know, but you say it
sounds
wrong.
Sounds fancy, though. Elon. Like he's from Mulan.
What about Elon?
Anyways, somebody was caught on video. One of the executives on Twitter, of Twitter, was caught on video making fun of his Asperger's.
Oh, yeah. I did see something like that.
Saying that, he's literally special. How do you expect me to take him seriously?
Yeah, Elon Musk has had a very interesting month or whatever. I mean, he's even tweeted like yesterday, the day before, like, the Democratic Party used to be the party of like love and free speech. He goes, and I'm voting Republican going forward.
I can't even imagine how many people just lost it in that moment when he tweeted that.
Yeah, and he's even talking shit about Twitter, that the fact that they can't determine how many of their users, if there's 5% or fewer of the users are bots. And I mean, it's just a funny spectacle seeing him trolling the company he's buying.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's been put on hold.
No, it's not.
Did it go forward yet?
It it's going forward. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to, sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is going forward, yeah. I think the Twitter board, I saw something, because now they're trying to, like, they think they're sticking it to him, because he bid $44 billion for Twitter, and the value of Twitter right now is at, like, $30 billion. Mm-hmm. So now the board apparently is trying to force the acquisition through because they're getting such a tremendous value over what the company's currently worth.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Oh, well, he's got a lot of money. He'll be okay.
He doesn't care.
He'll figure that out.
Yeah.
He will figure it out.
I saw he posted something like, you know, people think this is, you know, taking up so much of my time. But Twitter's taking up like 5% of my life. He's like, taking over Twitter, taking like 5% of my life. He's like, it's not that hard, people.
Yeah, that's funny.
I wish I could be that smart. I wish I could be a fraction of the intelligence that man has.
Yeah, there's something unique about his mind and his brain for sure, man. Holy cow. But he's just interesting. I'd like to shadow him for like a week.
Yes and no. I think it'd be incredibly interesting, but I feel like it would crush me to feel like I am so incredibly stupid. Mm-hmm. I would be so depressed afterwards. I feel like I am not even worthy to clean your bathroom.
You just watch him like, oh, so that's how you fold that towel. My God, why did I ever think of that? He's got a one-hand fold technique down.
It's like it's some fancy origami stuff. Yeah.
It's like, that's the way I've always done it.
Isn't Don't that how everyone does it?
Do you want to learn? It takes less time.
And he's got, is it two kids?
They're
little, but.
I think two, yeah.
Yeah.
With Grimes. That's the singer that he was with that had kids.
Gotcha.
Grimes. Grimes everywhere, Grimes. No.
I'm not familiar with this individual.
No, me neither, until she was associated with Elon Musk.
Gotcha.
So.
I wonder if she's smart, too.
You know what? It's funny you say that, because I listened to a podcast with her a month or so ago. She was on the Lex Fridman podcast, and she was actually pretty interesting, yeah. I mean, she's not a dummy at all, and she had some interesting takes on just life and everything. It's kind of cool. So I think they were a good match, but it just didn't work out, apparently.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's that.
On to other current events world.
Okay. What do you got?
Nothing super exciting, but I thought this was pretty cool.
Well, hey, listen. Make it exciting.
Well, yeah.
Add some spice to it.
So apparently there was this Russian gymnast guy. And I don't know what the event was that he had worn this for, but maybe it was the Olympics. I'm not sure. But anyways, he wore a Z on the podium.
A Z. Isn't that the Russian thing?
Yes.
Oh.
It was. Well, he's a Russian gymnast. Mm-hmm. So it was in support of Russia in the Ukraine conflict and the war.
Is there an uproar about this fella now?
Well, not anymore, because now he has to forfeit his medal and all of his winnings.
Come on. I think we touched on this before, because even like Russian hockey players in the U.S. lost like some sponsorship deals. Listen, separate the athlete from the country, okay? If the United States,
a difference there.
Hang on. If the United States does something really fucking stupid in the world, that means if we're competing in something, or if we have sponsors, that we can't have those anymore just because we live in that country. It's not like he's fucking best buddies with Vladimir, I'm sure. That's ridiculous. You can support your country, even if it does shitty things.
Yeah, I guess. Well, apparently you will be forced to, and banned, by the way. He was also banned from competition for a year. He has to return his medal. The International Gymnastics Federation is making him return his winnings as well.
And they say, and that ban does not start until we get that medal back. That's when the countdown begins.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he's just going to hold on to it. And he's like, it's been a year. I still have my medal. What was the impact? Really didn't bother me. I took a nice long vacation.
True.
Me and the kids. Went up into the mountains and lived in a cabin for 2 months.
Well, he looks like he's a kid himself. I don't know how old he is, but he looks very young.
Yeah, I've not seen this person.
He looks very young. So be careful, athletes.
Sure. Yeah. Be careful if you support your country, which is basically what the Olympics and like world events are about. Representing your country. I get it, I guess, but I think it's stupid.
Is what it is, man.
Yeah, you got boned on a buy nothing this week.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm really upset about it.
They said it's all yours at like 10 o'clock at night.
Some people have no idea what you're talking about, by the way.
Oh, the buy nothing site. We had to have talked about that before.
I'm sure we have, but we may have new listeners.
Yeah, most communities have a buy nothing site where if somebody's getting rid of something in their house, they just post it and say, you know, free, you know, whatever, no pets, no smoking, that kind of thing.
Yeah, say, hey, I have this. If anybody can use it, come and take it kind of thing. And you make a comment on the post in Facebook saying, you know, hey, you're interested. And they usually pick somebody.
And they picked you for this cooler.
Yeah, they did.
And then gave it to somebody else.
Right. And by the time I saw that they had picked me, it was late at night. So it was like 10:30 at night. And I said, you know what? I don't like people messaging me at 10:30. So I'm going to wait till the morning at a decent hour to send this person a message saying, hey, thanks. When can I pick it up? So I did that, and I didn't get a response, only to find out that they took down their comment that I did not win it and give it to somebody else.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Son of a bitch. What's their name?
Doesn't matter, because it's one of those weasels that hide behind fake names.
Well, let's call them out. That sucks.
So I said, you know what? It's easy for people like that to jerk others around and be jerks, but that was not in the spirit of giving.
True. It's buy nothing, get nothing, apparently.
Yeah.
God
apparently,
damn it.
I think I just want to mess with people.
You know what I thought would be funny, though, is when people post things like that to do, like, not interested, or that's an ugly color, not interested. Comment on how shitty what they're trying to give away for free is.
Are you seriously trying to give that away?
Trying to give that away, man? Oh, God. Just burn that shit. So I might do that sometime, just for funsies. Hi, I'm definitely not interested in your stupid dresser.
We should start posting like really cool stuff under your username. And then if this person posts that they're interested, you can just comment on there and be like, never you.
Yeah, you're blocked. Fake name turdball cooler stealer.
Yep.
Fake name turdball cooler stealer. That's his name. From here on out.
There you go.
Yeah. Boy, you know, I had to look at the calendar today because Andrew and I have that concert coming up, the Dave Matthews concert in June, and I thought it was like on like the 17th. It's actually a week earlier. It's on the 10th. It's less than a month away. That's very exciting.
That's super cool.
And then he was talking yesterday about he wants to go see Men at Work, which is fun. I mean, that's cool. I like Colin Hay. He's the only one in the band still.
It goes to show the impact of, you know, the music that as a parent you listen to, how much it impacts your kids.
You think?
Because Colin Hay is so your thing. And who knows, maybe, you know, somewhere in there he just wants to go because he knows you would enjoy it.
Maybe. But he listens to Men at Work music quite a bit, too. I hear it playing a lot. But
so there were a lot of years you made us listen to Colin Hay, so.
You're welcome. Might have to listen to some Colin Hay tonight. We can listen to Beautiful World as a serenade to Buffalo's suffering, right? It's actually a beautiful world out there. There's just some fucking dummies that fuck shit up for everybody. I didn't even tell you this. I didn't mean to get back on this. So that happened on a Saturday, right? So Sunday, I went to Home Depot to buy some stuff for the patio thing out there and another board. So I was buying a 2x8x12 foot board.
Okay, nobody cares what size the board was.
This is relevant.
Okay.
And it was on like the second tier at Home Depot.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm there. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to find one that's straight and not bent. And I finally do, just like a wiener.
Nobody wants a bent one.
Yeah. Peyronie's disease. I see those commercials on TV. It can be fixed. You can get help. If you got a crooked peep, you can go get some medicine for that. But that's not what we're talking about here.
You were looking for a straight board.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I was starting to fidget to get one. And this dude goes, hey, man, do you need a hand with that? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Thanks. I appreciate you asking, though. It's a black guy.
What does that matter?
That is relevant because it goes to what I was talking about. If
it was just some dude in Home Depot. Right?
Yeah, you're just he's just another guy at Home Depot that's shopping for shit too. And even though this crap happened less than 24 hours before that,
yeah,
everybody's just human. You just be nice. Love everybody. Everybody love everybody. I'll keep saying it.
Okay.
And I talk a lot of shit about people.
Like, and here we are on the I Hate You podcast talking about love.
Yeah. I talk a lot of shit about people in jest. And I'll say some really crappy things sometimes. But like I said earlier, at the end of the day,
I only talk crap about you.
I like people. It's true. You do talk a lot of crap about me.
But it's so much fun.
One running related thing here.
Because we do that occasionally.
Because it's been a good week for me running, actually, too. I've had some decent runs. It's great. But there was a high school kid that broke a 57-year-old record for running the mile in under 4 minutes.
Wow.
357.98. Broke a 4 minute mile.
Wow.
And I think the other record had broken the 4 minute mile as well, but nevertheless, I mean, it stood for 57 years.
That's incredible. Yeah,
a kid named Gary Martin.
Good for you, Gary Martin.
It's incredible. I mean, the thought of that is so preposterous. For like the running we do, even when we were, you know, let's say 5 years ago, when we were probably in like primo 5K shape, right? I ran a couple of mile races.
I could never run twice that. I couldn't do it.
The fastest mile I've tried all my might to run as fast as I could with, what was it? 6:09? 6:07? One of those two. And that was trucking as hard as I could for a mile in the best shape I was ever in. I'm not in that shape anymore. But to think that this kid in high school is running sub 4 minute miles is bonkers. Holy shit. I can't even imagine what that looks like to see somebody run by. It's like fucking a gazelle.
I don't even think I could ride a bike that fast.
You probably couldn't. I don't know how fast that translates to. I'm not smart enough to calculate that. But
No, it's depressing when I think about it.
Yeah, it's really bonkers. Very impressive, though. Good job, kid. Very good job.
Kudos to you, youngster. Yeah.
Literally kudos. We have some downstairs.
No, we don't. They don't even make those anymore.
Oh, I don't
know. Now you're showing your age. Old man.
I'm a little bit of an old man. I'm 50, for God's sakes.
It's true. So, my brother is currently on his way to Portugal.
Oh, right. Yeah. Portugal.
Because they're fancy people, and they know people that are getting married in Portugal.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Super cool. I would love to go to Portugal and a lot of places in Europe.
Well, it would be super cool as long as you don't get monkeypox. Dude, there's a monkeypox outbreak in Spain and Portugal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought you were just being silly.
No.
There's a monkeypox outbreak in Portugal. Where he's going?
Yeah.
Oh,
even worse.
He's going to come back and be like that show fucking Outbreak where Patrick Dempsey's flying on the plane getting the shakes and sweats and starting to go fucking crazy.
Freaking monkeypox. Okay, go online, look at the pictures. They just look, they're awful. They're like these pus-filled little...
I will not be Googling that. That's disgusting. That kind of shit haunts me. I don't want to see that.
It is a thing out of nightmares and bad movies. Yeah, monkeypox.
He's going to get it.
I don't know. I feel like they should have to be quarantined on their way back.
Maybe.
I don't know what the incubation period is for monkeypox, but...
Quarantined in a cage, like you're an actual monkey.
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know, but in addition to that, watch out, people. Especially if you're Massachusetts. You know why?
Wait, let me guess. Gorilla pox.
No, because the first case of monkeypox has shown up in the U.S. in Massachusetts.
I thought there was something else that was affecting the folks in Massachusetts.
No, it's literally just monkeypox. So please be careful. I don't know
how do you be careful
against
monkeypox?
What's that?
How do you be careful against monkeypox? What can
I
you do?
Know.
Avoid monkeys? That's easy to do.
Well, no, you don't get them from monkeys, you weirdo. Not anymore, at least. I don't know how. Apparently, this person in Massachusetts has recently been in Canada.
Ooh, blame Canada.
Right? So, like, they weren't even in Europe, Spain, or the UK, Spain, or Portugal. They were in Canada.
Probably came from UK or somewhere into Canada.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, man.
But now you got to watch out for the pox, man.
Now it's going to be, we had 2 years of COVID. Now it's going to be the monkey pox.
I got to be honest, this looks worse than COVID.
Oh, God, the way you described it, even. I don't want to ever see that in my life. If I get monkeypox, just put me down.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how big Portugal is, but at this point, they've already have 20 confirmed cases.
20?
Yes.
Wow. Well, what I found funny was when we were talking to your brother yesterday at the lacrosse game we saw him at, he's telling us about that trip. And I said, what airline are you flying? Because I was kind of interested in maybe like what kind of plane it might be, right? And his response was Southwest on the way there, United on the way back. I go, are you sure it's Southwest on the way there? Because they don't fly to Europe.
Okay, see, here's what's really weird. Is that we don't travel that often. We certainly don't fly that often. I wouldn't have batted an eye on that. Like, who knows where, what airlines fly?
That's
unless
why
you're
I
an
ask.
Avid flyer. Why do you even know that?
I've been an airplane dork my whole life. Yeah, I just know these things.
That's just weird.
It is weird. I'll give you that.
Unless we're planning on taking an international flight and we're going all over.
I wish we
were. Why would you even know these things?
I wish we were.
Put that brain space to use for something good.
I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, God. I've got so many things that you could do with it.
Now, I got to fly in like September. I'm going to Charleston for work.
Well, you could drive if you really wanted to.
I could, actually. It's like a 13-hour drive.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Nice road trip.
When is this?
I don't know.
Oh.
September 19th, 20th,
something like that. Oh, that's
right.
It's a week
like
after
that.
my big race.
Yeah, it's after your Atlantic City jaunt. Your casual stroll around Atlantic City.
Yes, my casual stroll.
Oh, boy.
Let's hope I don't drown that day.
Anything else exciting you wanted to bring up on this fine podcast and kind of heavy podcast?
No. It's all about the light, man.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people are donating. There's a lot of places where you can donate food, like Buffalo Community Fridge was so inundated that they started pushing their donations to some of the other local food pantries and things like that in the area and in the city, which is great, but you can definitely donate there. The Buffalo Triathlon Club that we are a part of, for members who donate to that cause, they're matching funds up to $500, which is pretty awesome. And I'm sure they'll have no problem getting up to $500 in donations.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can give a plug. I don't know the details, so you have to provide this. But
and a friend of ours through the club as well. She has her own business that she does. What are they? Is it the
meal prep?
Meal prep. Yeah. Yes. Meal prepping. So she, you know, you can order ahead of time and she delivers meals to your home, which absolutely delicious. But it's called an extra scoop. And she, every week she is donating 10 meals to the, and you said the name of the pantry.
I think the Buffalo Community Fridge.
Yes.
The
Buffalo Community Fridge. So for $10, you can donate a meal.
Yeah.
Through, and it's called an extra scoop.
Yeah. And it's good food. I mean, it's.
Oh, it's delicious.
Delicious and like good for you type food too. But
yes.
And there's a million places you can do it. And I just, you know, support what we can, help the folks that were impacted by this. I mean, 10 people, 10 families at least. Not 10 families. Tons of families, but 10 people
Correct.
Died. But I mean,
yes.
You know. It's freaking sad.
Yes.
Yeah. So, on that note.
Out of the darkness, we shall find strength.
Right. Everybody love everybody. I love you.
I love you too, darling.
you.